morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I'd like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. I can tell it's going to be a fun day, John, because you already got me laughing. I barely made it through the introduction there. So it's a fun one for sure. How you been?
Good.
Good. You staying out of trouble?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the way we like it. As always, we have in the studio with us Mr. Tom Coyne at Sterling Bank handling our lending update. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I love coming to the show because John always has a different sports team apparel on. Today, it's the Indians.
Wahoo, the best hat in Major League Baseball.
Boy, he moves through the seasons, doesn't he, for sure.
Cleveland and Colorado, not a Mariner fan.
Oh,
I like the A's, too, so.
That is fantastic. Well, I have to tell you, I'm going to move right
on
past that one. I have to tell you, we always like to start with our national celebrity housing story. And then we always like to go into our local real estate news. But I am going to recap just once, just because, just an update. What did we talk about as the national housing story last week? What did I say? Anybody remember, Tom?
I was here last week.
Okay.
Yes.
And Andy Infield, coach of Florida Gulf Coast. What was
the deal? That's right.
House was on the market, and we speculated why.
Because he was making a move.
Bam! This week, USC Trojans hire him, selling the house in Florida. Did we tie the real estate news right in, and look what happened. It came true.
Lance, did you have the inside scoop on that?
I wish I did. I should have tweeted that for sure. But definitely, he is out of Florida, off to USC to coach the Trojans.
That is just wrong.
We knew we could tie the real estate story to the national story. Back to some important stuff, though, that might affect us a little bit more locally. Richland City Council this week, Tuesday night, giving their blessing on a purchase and sale agreement for about a half an acre of city-owned property on the corner of Swift Boulevard. And that is going to Greg Markell and his company. He's been wanting to do some development there. I think that area really needed some redevelopment. He's got a great plan from what we've heard going in there. So they've gone ahead and approved that sale so they can enter into a purchase and sale agreement. And then they also approved going ahead and moving forward with a new park that's going to be at the corner of Westcliff Boulevard and Galloway there in South Richland. So continued more development going in there. And also that park going in that area of South Richland, if you haven't been up there off of Queensgate in a while, you've got Hafo Bank going crazy with building there also. Signs up in the area, two new strip centers coming in that area. So a lot of growth continuing on out there. So on the local real estate market, definitely a lot of growth going on there. So our celebrity real estate story is going to target in with a question that we have for from a listener this week. So kind of the crazy real estate that you don't see all the time that I saw out there is there is, we're going to go back to sports and kind of relate this to a little bit of football again. University of South Carolina, Williams-Brice Stadium. It's located about a mile off campus in an industrial part of Columbia. So what this developer did years ago is brought in a row of 22 cabooses called the cockabooses for the South Carolina mascot, the Gamecock. And so what he did is he brought in these cabooses with the idea of developing tailgating property. Originally, he wanted to connect the cabooses all together and then tow them in with a train. That didn't quite work, so he ended up buying some land, pulling in, putting 22 of these cabooses lined up together, sold them then as empty shells for people to have, like, tailgating condominiums prior to the game.
Wow.
48 hours, sold 20 of the 22 for $45,000. So now, depending upon the season that they're having, these come up for sale. Sale price of one available right now, $299,000.
Oh, my.
So very totally interesting. People have really tricked these out. They've put kitchenettes in them. They've put bedrooms in them.
Flat-screen TVs.
I mean, it's really, really impressive.
Breathalyzers.
The way this question came in is we had a listener of the local radio show contact us this week and say, you know what? Our house does not have any comparables. And I thought when I saw this story, hard to find a comparable for this, something like this. Granted, now that he has put the 22 in and some come up for resale, you can look at past sales. But the first initial sale that he had when he priced that, there wasn't like you could just go a couple blocks and look at the other red caboose neighborhood and figure out what the price of this was. You just can't do it. So I thought that was really insightful question that the listener asked about what do you do when there's no comparables. So I thought I'd bring that back, and we love when listeners submit questions. We can talk about that real briefly. One of the sayings that I have over the year, it's a little rough and a little harsh on people, and I'll kind of soften this up with some background. But when people tell me they have no comps, my initial response is generally that you do have comps. You just don't want to look at them. And that's kind of harsh in the beginning, but then when we back that out and talk about that, it comes on to, okay, how is our approach? When we see something like that that supposedly doesn't have a comp, we need to look at a few other things. And one of the biggest questions that comes up for a buyer is, what could you replace this with if you were not spending your money on that property? So if you say the house is worth $600,000, nothing compares to it. One of the ways you can start to kind of broaden your search to determine a value base is, if I wasn't spending the $600 here, let's go look at what the $600 could buy me somewhere else, and you'll start to see what your comparable properties are in that price range. And then it does become very artistic after that, because one of the things you're doing is you're deciding, and it's very hard for an owner of a property to unemotionally decide this, you're deciding at what price point do you get to where you start to look as attractive as the other $600,000 properties. When you feel that you're getting comp-wise attractive and somebody would be making a similar decision, that's when you're probably getting close. The other thing, and you have to be very careful about this, some people use a cost approach. How much do you have in the property? And then you need to get with an expert that says, okay, and one of the things we're going to be talking about today is construction, remodeling, what things come up and bring, is based upon industry standards, you put X dollars in, now let's calculate how much you should get back in a market value. Yes, I know you spent $100,000 on that swimming pool and custom fountain and stuff. Let's look at the industry and see if it says, okay, you put $100 in there, are you going to get 50 back, 55% back? What does the industry tell us you're going to get back? And then we can start to make, from the cost approach, decisions on what the true market value of that property is. Now, that is a difficult, difficult discussion to have with somebody that has put a ton of money in a very customized project together. But those are the difficult conversations we have. And so, great, great question from the listener. Those are two strategies that we use to approach the uncomp availability of properties, to kind of narrow it down, give you a strategy moving forward, and help you determine the value. We talk to a lot of people daily that are very mad about appraisals they've had, valuations they've had, and we kind of talk them through that process, and those are some of the strategies that we use. So great, great question. We appreciate that. One of the things we really appreciate is having guests that know a lot more than we know in the studio. So I will introduce our residential construction remodel expert here. We have with us in the studio Trini Garibay with Elite Construction and Development. Trini, welcome to the show again. It's been a year or so.
Yeah, pretty close. Thanks, Lance. Thanks for having us.
Well,
thanks for having me here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your company and your background. I mean, we're going to talk about remodeling today and projects, but yeah, give us your background. Tell us a little bit about Elite Construction and Development.
Well, first off, I want to say that those were really great points that you made just a minute ago here. So,
in your business, you probably run across that a lot.
Oh, yeah, we see it all the time.
Okay.
So, training with Elite Construction and Development, we do construction in residential, commercial, and government fields. But We have pretty depth experience when it comes to fairly large renovations and on the residential side of things, and people wanting to make improvements sometimes that go beyond
the value
of the house. Yes.
Yes, and that's a great point, because that is one of the points I wrote down is, why are you doing this? Are you doing this for your family's enjoyment, or are you doing this to potentially recap your investment later?
Kind of like putting marble in a trailer?
that's a great example. I mean, on a smaller scale, that's exactly...
It's happened, John, believe me.
Yeah, and that's a great example.
So I always try to ask as many questions as possible right up front.
Right.
I understand really what they're trying to do. And try to guide them in the best direction as possible. Sometimes putting all that money into the home is probably not the smartest thing. Maybe the smartest thing is to sell the home and go find something that's going to cost you less and has everything you're looking for. So that's where they need to come and see you.
Yeah, and we do those consultations a lot back and forth, and I appreciate that team environment because, yeah, and a lot of times I have clients that I give them that analysis. But maybe there's other factors. Maybe they love where their kids go to school. They love their neighbors. But they get that analysis, and they say, yes, Trini, we talked to Lance. He said we're crazy, but we're going to go ahead and do the remodel.
And when that happens, well, then, you know, I go to work. I take their ideas. I put them on paper. I'm typically pretty quick to get back a complete breakdown, itemized proposal based on, you know, their ideas and what all they want to do. And that really helps them break down the overall cost of whatever it is that they're wanting to do.
It's one of the biggest reasons I had you on the show today, because I've always been impressed about your company doing that. Instead of just getting a line item, this project is going to cost $7,200. Here's the one line invoice. You guys have always done such a great job about documenting exactly what you're going to do, the line item price of each, and really, it's a plan. I mean, it's a written-out plan that I've always found I don't get that level of detail other places.
I think that if you're a customer, a consumer out there that is considering, you know, a renovation or home improvements, it is very important that whatever contractor you're dealing with, you know, gives you or provides you some sort of a breakdown on their pricing. You know, itemize the proposal at least. That way you don't have any hidden surprises, and later they say, you know what,
that wasn't
included.
Yeah, that's the biggest complaint.
You know, and if they're not
going to
include
why.
Something, yeah, if they're not going to include something, make sure that they have a section where they have their exclusions.
Yep.
Break down in a simple paragraph what your scope of work consists of.
That could be the single best advice this whole show in throughout this entire segment. That is exactly right. Is really knowing what you're getting up front, and in a remodel setting, that's just huge.
Your contractor should be very transparent.
Yeah,
should be very easy to talk to. If you're having a hard time communicating on the first get go, and he's not very willing to come forward with information or willing to spend the time to actually give you valuable information back, so you can make an educated decision, then I would probably pick up the phone and call someone else.
Yeah, no, that's a great, great point. Now, the other point is, and that's why we have Tom here in the studio with us, is say, Tom, we go through this for personal enjoyment. People want to add that family room, add that game room onto the house that wasn't there, and they're talking to Trini. What are some options we have for how to pay for this in today's environment?
Let's say someone already owns a home and they're looking to remodel or do some updates. There's a few different ways that they can use the equity they already have in their current home to finance these updates or remodels. So the first and most common is just to do a second mortgage. So the first type of second mortgage is a home equity line of credit. People might have heard of them as HELOCs. We'll go up to 80% of the total loan to value. So that means between the first and second mortgage, you're not borrowing more than 80% of what the home is worth.
Very good. And that, I mean, that's responsible in today's market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a HELOC is similar to a credit card. There's an available credit line that someone can borrow against. They're only paying interest on what they've borrowed. The interest rate is generally adjustable and fluctuates with the market, and it's normally based off of the prime market rate. So right now, rates are great on HELOCs. HELOCs because prime's very low.
Okay.
So it's a great tool for someone who will be doing a remodel over, say, a long period of time and wants the ability to withdraw this money as they need it. So by not taking it all at once, they save the interest on the money that's not withdrawn from the HELOC.
Gotcha.
So the second basic type of second mortgage is a home equity loan. So on home equity loan, they're generally limited to the same 80% total loan-to-value restrictions as we do have on the HELOC. What's different about this is that the borrower gets all the money at once. So this is when someone is hiring someone like Elite and they have a $40,000 project, they're going to pay them all at once and get all the work done all at one time. So the loan is set up for a specific amount of time, generally between 7 and 15 years. The payments are the exact same every month, and the rate is generally fixed.
Okay.
So these second mortgages are used for remodels, but they could be used for anything from consolidating debt to buying a new car or putting in a pool or a new boat, I mean, anything someone wants to. So there's also tax advantages, and I got to put the little asterisk in here and say, call your accountant to get those specifics.
Right.
There's benefits of tapping into your equity to do these remodels.
Good. We could recommend a CPA for somebody to talk to.
Absolutely.
Good.
So another thing I always look at when a client tells me they want to get some cash out using their equity is we'll look at their first mortgage. And if they have a great interest rate already on that first mortgage, we'll want to leave it alone and just use the second. However, if the interest rate on the first mortgage is maybe higher than the current market rate, maybe it makes more sense to do a cash out refinance and pay off the first mortgage at the same time. In this scenario, they're only going to have one mortgage, so it eliminates the two separate payments. They may be able to reduce the interest rate, save money on the first loan while getting the cash out on the second, kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Awesome. That sounds great. We are so going to run out of time today.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Well, sure. We're going to go to a break.
No, before you go to break, go Hawks.
I love it. Well, on that note, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more remodeling with Trini from Elite here.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking a little bit about remodeling, construction projects. We've got Trini here with Elite Construction and Development telling us a little bit about what to look out for, what to watch for, and kind of how they manage these projects. Before the break, one of the biggest things we talked about, one of the biggest pieces of advice, is getting that construction estimate up front, really looking through what you're getting in that estimate. One of the things I like to look for folks, and we get this question a lot on the real estate side, is what is going to be the best return on my money? So each year there's different studies that come out that talk a little bit about best return on the money for what you're doing. Consistently, and we always laugh about it, in the top three is always the every year. You know, now we're at 2012 data because it's usually for a study from last year. In the top three is always replacing the entry door as far as getting your money back.
It
almost always pays back 80 to 90%. A lot of times what happens in new construction and stuff is you get maybe a lower end builder grade front door without windows, without side windows. It's amazing curb appeal wise what you can do with an upgraded front door. Maybe with the transom, the side windows there put with it. That returns on average last year 73% of the value, and what it's doing is increasing the curb appeal. So now where the other six houses you've looked at, as soon as you walk in a door with a customer that had felt kind of like, oh, this is the same as all of those, you're immediately setting the tone as you walk towards the front door of the house. Wow, this house is really upgraded. And this is way nicer than anything we've looked at before they even set foot in the house. So you're not only are you getting a return on your money, and the reason you probably are is because as the consumer enters your house, you're changing their mindset from the first time they've gone.
Maybe they don't even realize it that it was the door.
And they don't. You know, you don't have any idea. You just know something about that house felt better from the minute you walked in it. So that's a huge one. Number four on the list, and one of the things I wanted Trini to talk a little bit about, is generally, not a major, but a minor kitchen remodel, and minor by this study, I will tell you, is probably not minor because it's a national study by most people's standards, But they are talking about a under $20,000 investment in a kitchen remodel is generally returning in the 70-75% range. New countertops, maybe new sinks, new faucets, maybe using the existing cabinets but adding hardware. Talk to us about how these kitchen remodels generally go, what you're looking at when you're evaluating a kitchen remodel for somebody that might be selling in the next 3 to 4 years.
Well, you want to look at, the rest of the house, obviously.
Right.
So you want to have the golden gem in the center of the house, just shining light everywhere.
Right. And a lot of times that's where the kitchen's located.
Yeah. So you got to be careful, but definitely what I've seen here, at least in this area, is when people are making improvements in the kitchen, they're updating their appliances. Because typically those are a little older.
Definitely.
Cabinets is always up for debate because of the cost.
Right.
But countertops, sinks, hardware are usually all some type of flooring, paint always usually gets updated. The cabinets, because it's like I said, it's a bigger expense, is always debated whether to refinish them. Add some hardware.
Gotcha.
And sometimes the cabinetry may fit the style of the house still.
Gotcha.
So that's typically what I see around here. And then obviously the budget, whatever budget, if we're talking $20,000.
Yeah.
You might eat that up pretty quick.
spoken like a man that's done this before. I like how you know the numbers in your head already. But no, that is something too, and it is one of the biggest points of contentions that we run across when showing buyers' houses, especially older homes. If you're looking at 4 to 5 different homes in a price range of say you're at $160,000, I went through this with buyers last week. You know, we look at 4 to 5 different homes in that $160,000 range. The house that has gone ahead, taken the plunge, and done the kitchen remodel, updated the cabinets, it always shows better than the other ones. And generally, it's amazing how quickly that rises to the top of the list of the 5 or 6 that we saw. So that is a huge one, definitely a huge one. Another thing that I was kind of shocked to see hit the list before, and it doesn't always, is a little bit further down of the 10. Number 7 that they talked about is a new wood deck, also is in that 70% range. A new wood upgraded deck for entertaining, on average, will return 70% of its $10,000 cost.
It's probably true. I don't know that may be true here in this area.
Right.
Typically, if you do decide to build a wood deck,
yep,
right here, within 12 to 18 months, you're going to be out there working on it again.
Yeah. Okay. John's raising his hand over there.
Power wash and reseal.
It depends on your region. Depends on your zone. Typically, I like to, give my clients the advice and tell them to move on to a composite.
Great advice.
Because it's got a longer warranty. Yeah, you'll pay a little bit more up front, but it's maintenance free.
Yep.
There's no splinters. There's no scraping. You can walk out there barefooted, not see one fastener on it. They're all hidden fasteners.
Yeah.
Your railing, your pickets, all that, everything, all about it is fun to just be out there and enjoy it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great advice. That's why I love having a local expert, because our weather is pretty harsh on those wood decks.
Yeah.
So where that might get away with that in another environment, I love how you've taken this national study, brought it locally, and said, that might not be the best choice locally.
Correct.
Very, very good. Good advice. Now, Tom, I know you've got some more information for us over there on the lending side. You know, like always, we have a great guest on the show. I'd love to talk to him for an hour. We're going to run out of time. So before I run out of time and you're mad at me at the end of the show, give us a little bit more about what we need to know about lending right now.
Well, Lance, what I've seen a lot of what we talked about is if someone is remodeling a house and considering selling it down the road, or what are the impacts it's going to have on selling it as far as the value. but I want to talk about what if you want to buy a house that needs remodeling,
right?
And how can you finance that? So Sterling offers a program that's called the FHA 203K program, and it was designed to assist people who are rehabilitating a home through the purchase. So you get a 30-year mortgage, and you finance both the acquisition of the home and the remodel all with the first mortgage. So the mortgage is based on the value of the home after the work is completed, taking into account the cost of the work that you're doing. So it allows someone to do a variety of updates or repairs to their property. And we can do structural alterations like adding on to the structure, remodeling a kitchen, bathroom, painting the interior, exterior, new siding, windows, roof, flooring like tile or carpet. Or we can even convert a one-family dwelling to, say, a two- or four-unit property with this program.
That's fantastic. And there's not a lot of programs that you can do that with.
This is the only one I know that's still out there.
And you know a lot about this program,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I've done several of them.
So that's what's interesting is we're not just talking about, because I hear a lot of people throw this out and say that, but like, you know exactly what's going on with this program. You've been through it.
Absolutely. And I'll get to this later, but this is a tough program to do.
Right. So, it's not the easiest.
You know, not everyone's going to qualify. We're not going to do it for every borrower. It is a lot of work, you know, for this type of loan, and it's a lot of work for us and for the client because they do a lot of legwork on it.
You got to have a little bit of patience. So we've done 12 of them.
Okay.
You know, so, the construction company.
God, this is great. I didn't even know we were going to go this direction.
You got to have some patience.
The contractors need to have patience, the borrowers. I mean, it's an in-depth loan.
And I think with somebody like your company, it probably works well because I've seen the level of detail of pricing and stuff that you submit.
But typically the banks like to see that.
Yeah, it's required. Yeah.
It's required.
Yeah.
So it's standard here.
Well, Tom, I know it's a lot of work for you guys, too, so I appreciate you even bringing it and mentioning it on the show because I do know it's a lot of work, but it is, you know, I've seen people at the end of these projects, and it's always really spectacular, and a lot of times everybody's asking, how did you manage to get that done?
Yeah, you know, what's so great about this program is that, let's say someone absolutely loves a house, but it's completely outdated, it needs all this work to make it suitable for them, but they don't have the liquid cash to be able to finance all these remodels. This allows them a tool to be able to do that. So I want to point out the repairs that aren't allowed are luxury items like pools, hot tubs, outdoor fireplaces, tennis courts, shops, things like that. But it is, like I said, a great tool. There's a lot of guidelines and restrictions into this program, so certainly give me a call at 430-1305 or visit me on my website at tomcoinhomeloans.com. If you want to know more about this program, I'd be happy to chat with you more about it.
Tom, I appreciate that update. As always, fantastic, fantastic information. The last one I want to hit on the list, I kind of like to pick out the big ones that buyers are looking for in this market. What do I see when I'm out there taking buyers along that was on this list of top 10 projects? Coming in on the return value, but I know personally more buyers are looking at it. At number 10 on the list, with a little bit lower return, 69% payback in general, and that is replacing with vinyl windows. So many consumers, especially in the older homes, are always looking for when we walk into a house, has it been upgraded with the vinyl windows? Because they're so much more energy efficient.
You know, I'm glad you touched on that. I'm going to speak from a local level again. You know, here in Tri-Cities, we've got some great rebates available for our customers. You're definitely going to get your return on your investment when you're replacing windows, and if you take advantage of one of the energy efficient rebate programs. Typically, this is the way I put it, is the simplest way for people to understand it. You're basically paying for the labor.
Wow.
You're getting free windows. I don't know how else I can explain that. Okay? So I think I can get my message across that way and say you're getting a return for investment is solid because for every square foot of glass that you have, you'll get $6 per foot back in return. And that gets credit to you instantly. The folks that have to wait to get paid that rebate is a contractor. It's us.
Wow.
So, you know, that gets deducted automatically. So, you know, you're talking 200 square feet of glass. That's $1,200.
Wow. Gosh, that's fantastic.
Mm. It also, your return on investment is pretty darn good around here.
That was not in the survey. So now I think we're bumping well past that 69%.
But these programs do run out of money. They do lapse, you know, with time.
Right.
So if you are considering replacing windows, please check with your local PUD.
Gotcha.
And get that information. And, oh, yeah, don't hesitate to give us a call, too.
Okay, so, sounds good. What's the office number for Elite?
Office number for Elite is 509-545-3975. Or you can visit us on the web at www.elitecnd.com.
Fantastic, fantastic information. Once again, before we run out of time, I always like to hit some new property. We've had some amazing new listings this week. Spring inventory is coming on. Listen up, North Richland. We don't see these come up all the time, so this is a great, great opportunity. 600 Millwood Court. We've got a three-bedroom, two-bath, plus a den, Rambler with a daylight basement, and it backs up to a park, all in North Richland, 2,290 square feet, vaulted ceilings, fireplace, gorgeous updated floors, updated bathrooms. And this is coming in at a price of $230,000.
Mm.
So we're coming in right in that 2,300 square foot range, $230,000 for North Richland. You don't find these pop up all the time, especially backing up to a park. So amazing, amazing property. Pick number two, this is a great opportunity for a building lot with a view that is incredible. So this is a 10-acre lot up in the Horse Heaven Hills that overlooks the Badger Canyon area. It's actually inside a gated community, so tons of privacy, gated with paved entrance up to the lot. It already has community well installed, so water's taken care of, electricity to the property, and this is selling out this view lot for $100,000. Super, super unique opportunity. The views are incredible. When I was out there taking the pictures, I was already calling people on the way back to town. Fantastic, fantastic lot. Definitely worth seeing. Please give us a call if you want to see that lot. Since it is gated, we do have to accompany the people to that lot. 727-8977 is my cell phone to check that out, and we will definitely get you out there to take a look at it. Pick number three, right here in Pasco, 2 Blue Star Court in Pasco. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath with a den, walking distance to the Columbia River path for walking, 2,336 square feet, beautiful cherry wood cabinets, open to the family room, fireplaces, great, great place, $225,000 located in Ivy Glades. Mm-hmm. So great lot. We're talking, once again, that was 2,336 square feet for $225,000, a fantastic built home. So the inventory's out there. Spring inventory's popping up. We've had just great, great first quarter is done. It's been just a record first quarter for us. A lot of that is because of the radio listeners and the referrals we've gotten. We thank you again for that. Great time to look at selling if you need to. We've just given you some tools and some information for those renovation projects if you need them. And we're ready to show you some houses, help you get some properties sold, and answer your questions. If you need anything, you can go to KenmoreTeam.com, and we'll all be back here. Well, except Trini. He's a guest for sure. But other than that, Trini, thank you for coming on and talking about Elite, and thank you for over the last, we were talking off air, 5-6 years, all of our customers you've helped.
Thank you, Lance. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here next Saturday morning
on News Talk 870.